Scripture is used by our still-speaking and ever-present God, which makes listening to and reflecting on Scripture a great way to start a conversation with God, the one who calls us beloved. Our reading today is from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, on page 1785 in your red pews, in your red Bibles in your pew. Again, that's page 1785. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. Thanks be for the word of God. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Every Sunday during worship, it seems like I am mentioning gifts one way or another, and not just various types of gifts, but at various times during worship. Gifts received by or given to us, and gifts offered to God by sharing with others. In our prayers, in the message, during offertory, we hear of gifts. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The manifestation of the Spirit are the gifts bestowed on us by God. Some gifts we seem to have from birth, some acquired rather quickly. Others take a while to develop. And just like it states in our scripture reading today, we are given these manifestations of the Spirit to share, using them as God wills to build God's kingdom here on earth. Correlating with the new covenant Jesus gave us of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. In order to properly receive and then share what the Spirit has given, we need to acknowledge it to ourselves first. So during this message, I would like you to take a moment to reflect on manifestations of the Spirit, gifts that have been offered to you. As you name them, ask yourself if you are using or sharing the gifts in a way that honors Jesus' teaching. Are you even using those manifestations of the Spirit in any way? I imagine that when I was in grade school, third grade to be exact, report cards were very different than they are now. My report card had some boxes exclusively for behavior rating. Some categories, examples, absenteeism, late to school, and talking / disrupting during class. In my grade school days, I consistently received minus signs, opposite of being marked positive in a behavior, or a U for unsatisfactory for talking too much in class. Yes, I raised my hand a lot and gave answers. I was one of those kids, but I also chatted with my neighbors during class. One day, my third grade teacher had enough, and for the last 10 minutes of class, I had to stand in front of the room, stick my tongue out, and hold it with my fingers. I know, it sounds horrendous, but it didn't leave a bad mark on me, okay? And of course, nowadays that would be a form of abuse, and somebody would be calling Children's Services, which, thank God for Children's Services. It didn't cure my chattiness as it was intended. And I know this because I continue to bring back report cards to my mom saying minus or U in that area. But it did give me a gift. That experience, I received a gift of, it's hard to put into words, but it lowered to my embarrassment level down to almost zero. Because I'm a little kid standing in front of my class, sticking my tongue out. It was very freeing. And I believe that over the years, you know, starting from that point, you know, after I matured a little bit, but that experience offered me the gift of freeing myself from what is somebody else going to think about me? Because if you think about it, if that's all I took from that experience was how embarrassed I was or bad I felt, and instead it turned around in my mind, and I'm sure that wasn't my doing, turning it around, but turning it into a positive, what can I take from this? And I was led that way. Didn't realize that when I was little, but through life, I would think about this and I would relate to it as, yeah, I'm not embarrassed. I mean, I still do things, of course, wrong, and I still feel bad when I do things wrong. But as far as being embarrassed about it, it's lowered that level of what it takes to make me embarrassed, I guess, down to nothing. So it was freeing in the fact that I enjoy change. I like trying different things, and I'm not upset or embarrassed if I don't get it right. Receiving gifts comes in many different ways. You can receive them through experiences. And I'm not even embarrassed that I have to go use a Kleenex because my nose just started dripping. Okay. So receiving gifts comes about in many different ways. And so We have to allow ourselves the awareness of what gifts we're receiving when we receive them. So again, that we can accept those gifts and use them as they're meant to be intended to use, as the Spirit is giving us those gifts. Thinking back to a few moments ago when you were discerning your gifts, manifestations of the Spirit, what do you need to initiate or to be able to continue using your gifts for the common good? Remembering that scripture reflection is a great conversation starter. I think I lost my microphone. Have a discussion with God. Have a discussion with those that you feel would be helpful or beneficial to your intention to help fulfill what you need to use your gifts. Do you just need a word of encouragement? Do you need to have somebody to talk it out with? God has given us all gifts. There's no more important time than another to share our gifts. So sharing your gifts in worship, sharing your gifts out in the grocery store or at the food pantry, there's no more important time than the others. Every time is important. We're given the gifts to share. We don't have control, but we only have a manner of changing or affecting a small portion of the world around us. But the things that we do, the gifts that we share, have a ripple effect that others will continue and share their gifts. There's no more important time than any other to share your gifts, because all times are important. All gifts are important. Just like we've talked previously about, no matter what your ministry is, smiling at strangers, being able to pick up a conversation and discuss, being able to hold vigil for someone who is in their end stages of life, being able to just be a presence for someone who needs someone there. All those ministries, all those gifts that you've been given, it's always an important time to share them.